And a great pleasure now to welcome Jackie Levin to Radio 2 this Sunday afternoon, along with Kevin Foster, who's playing bass. Welcome both.
Nice to see you, Johnny. Thanks for having us.
How are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you. I've just made the best album I've ever made. Warner Brothers are finally releasing, after a quarter of a century, releasing all my Doll by Doll albums. It's my old rock band on CD for the first time. I've got cashmere socks for Christmas, and my hair colour's better than Paul McCartney's.
Excellent. So all is good in life, then. No complaints
at
all.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a song straight away, and then we'll talk some more?
Yeah.
What's it to be?
It's a lovely song called Museum of Childhood from our last album, which was called Elegy for Johnny Cash.
She got long brown hair swishing here, there, everywhere. I hear the words of an old Spanish song, speaking of times alone. Times alone, times alone. I couldn't get out of the mystery wood. I once loved a woman and wished I could. She wished I could, wished I could. It takes a long time to remember what your name is. Long time, lots of falling down. You spend a long time rising from the warm earth. Your name whispered in the ground, in the ground. Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran, in their time, were the bravest of men. They fought each other and fought again. What happened next speaks to the souls of all men. Soul of man, soul of man. In the second fight, and with nothing to prove, Roberto Duran decided he would rather lose. He lowered his glove, struck his homesick bones. He walked to his car and said, I want to go home. Sugar Ray Leonard wheeled, his arms raised. Even Roberto Duran smiled in lonely praise. Lonely praise, lonely praise. It takes a long time to remember what your name is. Long time, lots of falling down. You spend a long time rising from the warm earth. Your name whispered in the ground. Roberto Duran sat in his corner alone. He said, I'm a tired fighter and I want to go home. Tired fighter and I want to go home, yeah. Tired fighter and I want to go home, yeah. Tired fighter and I want to go home. Tired fighter and I want to go home. Museum of Childhood, I stood alone. Early music rising from quarried stone. Frozen figures, ties of wood. They couldn't get out the mystery wood. Mystery wood, mystery wood.
Jackie Levin playing live on Radio 2 with a song called The Museum of Childhood from the album Before This, just to show in his own words, he's not slavishly plugging his new
record. I'm not here to sell records, Johnny. I'm here to play good music, you know.
The new album, though, is called Oh What a Blow That Phantom Dealt Me. And looking at your life, there's been more than one blow, and there's been several tough times. When you started singing with bands in Scotland and then a solo artist in folk clubs, you sort of got chased out by gangs, didn't you?
Yeah, I grew up in the Fife of the 50s and 60s in Scotland, and in those days there was really no music around at all, and just leaving my little council flat with a guitar in its case made me a kind of, not so much a figure of hate as someone that bored gangs just felt was an easy target, so that got more and more serious until I thought, I've just got to get out of this whole environment and move somewhere else. I just couldn't carry on in that way.
And that started a really, you came down to London, that started a really tough life for you, really.
It did, yeah. Yeah, well, I moved around a lot and then made four or five albums with a wonderful rock band called Doll by Doll. But then one day when I was recording in North London, I decided to walk home from where I was to Maida Vale. Everyone said, don't do it, it's late at night, it's a stupid thing to do. And I was a bit drunk, so I said, So then I was nearly murdered in an unprovoked attack in the street. And then I couldn't sing or speak for about 2 years. I was in a lot of emotional as well as physical pain, so I started taking heroin. But there came a time when I decided I wanted my life back. And I didn't want to go through any of the modes of treatment which were around at the time. So I kind of invented my own with Chinese acupuncture and psychic healing and other things. So that worked really well. And we turned it into a methodology, which is now expressed at a place in London called the Core Trust, which has been running since the mid-80s right up to today. Princess Di became our patron, and so that was a really good, fun thing to do.
You met her on more than one occasion, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What sort of person would you describe her as?
She was a very, very funny woman. Once when she was my official guest at a royal luncheon that we had. We had one or two of these, and I remember the first one we were sitting together eating. She had lamb chops, by the way. And suddenly, out of the blue, she said to me, what are you doing after lunch? And I couldn't even look at her. I just said, you have to call her Mom. So I said, I beg your pardon, Mom, and looked at her sideways, and she said, only kidding. So there was a sense of humour.
And the wandering, you've been around all sorts of places, you know, you've spent time in Berlin and
Madrid, yeah.
Yeah,
places like this.
And also, you recently met up with Johnny Dowd.
I did, yeah, yeah.
How did that come about?
To my amazement, because I'm a big, big Johnny Dowd fan, America's toughest singer, to my amazement, I discovered last year that we were going to be playing a show with him in the Austrian Alps in a town called Kufstein. And we just immediately got on really well. Johnny was drinking a lot of homemade Czechoslovakian absinthe at the time, and unfortunately so was I, once he passed me the bottle. So we became friends, and absinthe has made the heart grow fonder.
And also, there's somebody that was questioning you on places you'd been or not been.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yes, we retired to the bar in our hotel after the show we played, and a very typical kind of German businessman heard us talking about Germany. So he said, oh, you've been to Germany? So I said, yep. He said, where have you been in Germany? And Johnny Dowd said, he's been everywhere. So the man took this as a challenge, and he started saying, have you been to Wuppertal? Before I could say anything, Johnny would say, he's been everywhere. And I'd say, yes, I have been to Wuppertal. He'd say, have you been to Cuxhaven? It's a very remote little place in the north. He's been everywhere. So after about an hour of place names, I suddenly thought, this reminds me of the wonderful old song, I've Been Everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do your version of it from the new album. Jackie Levin is here.
Start your engines.
Well, I was walking down the Kudamm in the city of Berlin. A man in a Mercedes stops and says, jump in. As we rode down the street, he said,
have you ever seen such rain?
I said, listen, listen, rain, ha, listen. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. That mountain air, man. Cross that desert bear, man. travel, I've had my share of men. I've been everywhere.
Have you been to Berlin?
I'm in Berlin, Dresden, Leipzig, Düsseldorf, Dortmund, Stuttgart, Saarbrücken, Mulhouse, Parkheim, Turkheim, Mannheim, Harzheim, Hamburg, Freiburg, Offenburg, Nuremberg, Frankfurt, Erfurt, Schweinfurt, Kuppertau, Solingen, Göppingen, Tuttingen, Tübingen. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere,
he's been
man.
Everywhere.
Breathe that mountain air, man. Cross that desert there, man. Travel, I've had my share, man.
You've been to Cottbus?
Meet you, Cottbus, Chemnitz, Weimar, Potsdam, Wolfsburg, Braunschweig, Würzburg, Heidelberg, Finkenstein, Heilbronn, München, Augsburg, Einbeck, Oldenburg, Marienburg, Brandenburg, Homburg, Marburg, Osnabrück, Bielefeld, Neustadt, Darmstadt, Bottrop, Kloppenburg. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere,
man. He's been everywhere.
Breathe that mountain air, man. Cross that desert air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. Don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Breathe that mountain air, man. Cross that desert air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man.
Everywhere.
I've been to Kiel, Ulmshire, Bremerhaven, Koblenz, Mainz, Recklinghausen, Hedenhausen, Karlsruhe, Lübeck, Rostock, Halleberg, Minden, Essen, Kassel, Wolfgang, Passau, Dessau, Hagen, Bautzen, Oberhausen, Lippstadt, Paderborn, Singewitz, Flensburg, Regenhagen, Cuxhaven, Münster. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Breathe that mountain air, man. Cross that desert there, man. Travel, I've had my share, man.
So long, comrade. Off Peterson.
Jackie Levin. With some help from Johnny Dowd on I've Been Everywhere, Man, from the new album Oh What a Blow That Phantom Dealt Me. So you say you reckon you made the best album you've ever done. So why, you know, you've been able to do that at this point in your life, do you think?
It's a hard thing to know. You write a bunch of songs, you think these are good songs, but they don't strike you as being particularly better than the last bunch you wrote. I mean, you like them and you respect the songs, but then you start recording and a kind of a rare magicality enters the event. I mean, Kevin will vouch for this, as we were just, every time we put one more thing on, like a keyboard or something, we'd all go, wow. Mm. And suddenly it all just sounded so much better than you thought the effect would be. And when that happens, you reach a kind of critical mass where you just know you're making a really good record. Doesn't happen often, but I can still recognise the symptoms.
It's almost like an unseen help from some unseen place or you know, did you creativity?
That's a very nice way to put it.
Yeah. So who knows what that might be?
That's true. It's like if you do have a guardian angel, then surely it's got to appear at some point in your life and just guide you and say something. I think for men, then perhaps guardian angel is feminine, and for women, it's masculine. Because just when now I'm thinking about it, I have this sense of a female guardian angel. I hadn't thought about that before. Thank you for that, Johnny.
That's quite all right. An angel or spirit guide, I'm sure, has been with you. But you wonder, why didn't they steer me away from that mugging that happened?
Yeah, well, that's true. But on the other hand, I was a completely arrogant little pop star at that time. And that event and recovering from it stopped me being a stupid kid and turned me into a man. I can't deny that, and nor would I. So I can't say I regret that. It was a heavy thing to happen. But in the totality of everyone's life, I think we all have these really serious experiences. And that was a very virulent thing that happened, but plenty of tough things happened to people, and people tell me this story all the time.
You mentioned the drugs and the acupuncture and psychic healing. If you had the sort of power to be able to help people who've got problems with drugs and, you know, and change the way the treatment is offered to them in this country, what would you do?
It's very simple, in my opinion, and that is that until people want to to get away from something, till they actually come to a point in their life where they go, that is enough, which is what happened to me, then you're kind of wasting your time and your money and your emotional investment in the person. Once they reach that point, I think that things come into play. Like the poet Goethe said, the universe moves for you. And it's very similar to the thing we were just talking about the guardian angel. A whole mechanism that was hitherto unseen starts to move for you. And no one knows how that works, but all I can say is if you want to make that change, then help will come your way.
Okay, let's have some more music and another song, this time one that does come from the new album.
Lovely song called Kings of Infinite Space.
I've been waiting for a long time, longer than I care to say. Hopes and fears and tumble down piers mark out the way that men have died on the roadless heights, and the women who love them lie alone at night. Children wake up, fear in their face, and a hunger for the kings of infinite space. All the colors that she wore, tumbling through my painted door. But I remember summer hay, silver lanes and stars that showed us the way. I've been riding on a slow train, cutting through fields of hay. Hopes and fears and old farmers' tears mark out the way that men have died on the roadless heights, and the women who love them lie alone at night. Children wake up, fear in their face, and a hunger for the kings of infinite space. All the colors that she wore, tumbling through my painted door. But I remember summer hay, silver lanes and stars that showed us. You can't believe how hard it's been to be seen, but feel locked in. I felt your touch upon my skin. I came alive within my dream. When we dream dreamy dreams of hope, made in grains of golden sand. And now the waves crash to the shore, harbor fills with weight of sea. Like a Chinese emperor crowned in a veil of stars, guards and walls and childhood dolls mark out the way that men have died on the roadless heights, and the women who love them lie alone. Children wake up, fear in their face, and a hunger for the kings of infinite space. All the colors that she wore, tumbling through my painted door. But I remember summer day, silver lanes and stars that showed us the way.
spaceman and the kings of infinite space, waiting for a long time, waiting for a long time.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Very nice indeed. Thank you very much. Jackie Levin and the Kings of Infinite Space from the new album, Oh What a Blow the Phantom Dealt Me. Thanks to Kevin Foster, who played bass. And there's a single out, which is really good. It's called Another Man's Rain. We'll give that a whirl a little bit later on. Jackie, thank you very much for coming today.
Pleasure. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Yesterday.